Bulletin BRICS Brazil. Information about the Brazilian presidency of the Economic Cooperation Group from the Global South.
What if the Global South were competing on the most important championship of the century? Before kickoff, let's take a closer look at the team. Nations from the Southern Hemisphere with a history of colonization, persistent inequality, and a developing economy. Today, however, they're all operating under the same tactical formation, the BRICS group. In 2025, Brazil served as head coach of this unprecedented lineup during the BRICS Leaders Summit, held on July 6th and 7th in Rio de Janeiro. For the first time, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa were joined by new members: Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Iran, Ethiopia, and Indonesia, under the theme Strengthening Global South Cooperation for More Inclusive and Sustainable Governance. Every move in this match shapes the future of 3.6 billion people, nearly a full planetary stadium. Let's hear from the Brazilian team captain, ambassador and Sherpa, Mauricio Lirio, who coordinated strategies with the Sherpas of other 10 nations and emphasized the importance of unified action by the Global South when it comes to tackling socioeconomic inequalities.
Sul-global jogar junto é simplesmente...
Lirio says, for the Global South, playing as a team means acknowledging that we face similar challenges. After all, these are developing countries, and working together to address them. This teamwork draws on our diverse capacities across various sectors to produce shared, amplified, and far-reaching results that ultimately benefit the population at large.
However, the team took some hard hits in 2025. Accused of being anti-West, BRICS is skillfully countered with diplomatic finesse from Celso Amorim, former Minister of Foreign Affairs and current Chief Advisor at the Special Advisory Office of the President of Brazil, who asserted that BRICS was neither the West nor the East, but the Global South.
BRICS. Grupo de países em desenvolvimento.
Celso Amorim said, BRICS is a group of developing countries that seeks prosperity but also peace. And in the world we live in today, I believe the most urgent goal to be the pursuit of peace. BRICS is essentially the new name of development.
O BRICS é o novo nome do desenvolvimento.
Opening the 17th BRICS Leaders Match, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who also serves as head coach, made his strategic vision clear. BRICS is the heir to the non-aligned movement, which rejected the Cold War era division of the world into capitalist and socialist blocs.
A conferência de Bandung.
Lula says, the Bandung Conference rejected the division of the world into spheres of influence and advanced the struggle for a multipolar international order. BRICS is a successor to the non-aligned movement.
Under Brazil presidency, BRICS was more than a one-off match. It was rather a full-blown championship with over 200 meetings held across areas such as health, artificial intelligence, and climate. Ambassador Lirio detailed the goals that were scored.
Nós negociamos uma declaração.
He said, we negotiated a declaration on eliminating socially determined diseases, illnesses rooted in poverty. Another declaration focused on artificial intelligence, a topic that impacts people's everyday lives in very real ways. And we also made headway on climate negotiations, because one of our key goals is to ensure BRICS contributes meaningfully to the success of the COP in Brazil and to the broader fight against climate change.
Pelo combate à mudança do clima.
But how long has BRICS been playing as a team? The BRICS League was founded in 2009 in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis, when Brazil, Russia, India, and China recognized the need to pass the ball and confront inequalities together. Today's strategy includes a financial counterattack, using local currencies in trade among BRICS countries, in a move distinct from existing efforts to de-dollarize the global economy. Ambassador Tatiana Tatiana Rosito, Secretary for International Affairs at the Ministry of Finance of Brazil, offers more insight into this often misunderstood issue.
Olha, o comércio em moeda local, assim, uma maior utilização, não é, de moedas locais para facilitar comércio.
Rosito says, local currency trade, or the greater use of national currencies to facilitate commerce and investment, is already underway, as we've seen, for instance, between Brazil and China. The main challenge is generally cost. It's often cheaper and easier to use major global currencies, which are more liquid. Still, BRICS has long aimed to expand the use of local currencies when it helps reduce cost and proves beneficial for importers and exporters within the group.
Países do BRICS que for positivo para importadores e exportadores.
Talking of economic improvement and social development inevitably leads to one subject, money. That's where the BRICS Bank comes into play, enhancing financial autonomy for developing countries and funding infrastructure and sustainable development projects, not only for BRICS members, but also for other nations in the Global South. Dilma Rousseff, president of the New Development Bank, elaborates on the subject.
Desde a sua criação,
she said, since its creation, the NDB has been based on a clear principle. Countries of the Global South, BRICS member states, have both the right and the capacity to chart their own development paths. Infrastructure, industrial and technological modernization and sustainability should be financed not through the imposition of uniform models, but by promoting social justice, sovereignty and sustainable growth.
Promovendo a soberania e o crescimento sustentável.
As this report should have made clear, the decisions and outcomes of BRICS countries have a direct effect on society. But you may be wondering where the public comes in. Where are the crowds, the fans, civic participation? BRICS wouldn't be complete without such an involvement. Gustavo Westman, head of international affairs at the office of the Secretary General of the Presidency and coordinator of the People-to-People Track, explained when and how citizens step onto the field. Westman says, drawing on the experience we gained in recent years, we're working towards ensuring that society has a seat at the decision-making table. One thing is becoming increasingly clear. Today, it is not enough for civil society to be simply present. People want to have an impact and shape the outcome. This is a global trend, and it's particularly strong in Brazil under President Lula's third term.
In 2023, the team was already on a winning streak and expanded dramatically, from 5 to 11 players. BRICS now represents 39% of the world's GDP. Leu Zeged Abeb, Ethiopia's ambassador to Brazil and a key player who attended nearly all the meetings, celebrates his country's debut as a full-fledged member.
We wanted to take our economic ties with all the BRICS families to the next level, to the higher level. We want also to promote people-to-people tie, friendship between Ethiopia and the BRICS member states. So Ethiopia's membership to the BRICS family, we believe, would strengthen the platform, and also it would also benefit Ethiopia to diversify its partnership in terms of trade, tourism, investment, and development finance. We are ready to closely work with Brazil and with all other BRICS members, both including new members, like, for example, Indonesia, and with partner countries to take the BRICS platform as a unique, excellent opportunity to consolidate, you know, economic ties.
At the final whistle of the Leaders Summit in Rio de Janeiro, BRICS hoisted four trophies: the joint declaration of the 17th BRICS Summit and three thematic statements on climate finance, global AI governance, and a partnership for the elimination of socially determined diseases. The game has changed, and the Global South is no longer sitting on the sidelines. It is driving the agenda for emerging economies, advancing sustainable development, poverty eradication, and reforms of global governance. Visit BRICS.br to follow the next move on the BRICS Global League. With information from BRICS Brazil, Laura Frederico and Enrique Villamil.
Bulletin BRICS Brazil, a Brazilian presidency partnership of the BRICS group with the government radio agency. For more information, visit brics.br.